views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and welcome to Limelight Radio. All of you listeners, I'm up in northern New England, and we've got a big snowstorm here. And Thanksgiving is right on our doorstep, and I have to express my gratitude to so many of you, to my wonderful audience that tunes in each week, to my beautiful production team at Transformation Talk Radio, our wonderful sponsors who help us make this show possible each week, and to my fabulous guests. So many special people have stepped up to the plate and joined me on Limelight Radio each and every week to bring us cutting-edge information on Lyme disease, tick-borne diseases, and all of the research and philanthropic work and support that we can bring to you worldwide to help end this epidemic and to bring healing and hope to all of us. So with today's show, we have a very special guest, someone that many of you know of from the film Under Our Eight Ball. We have the director, Timothy Gray, with us, and it's really going to be very exciting to hear from him. And for those of you who have not seen this documentary on Lyme disease, I really encourage you to. But welcome, Timothy Gray, to Limelight Radio.
He isn't on yet. I'm going to try to get him on for you, so just keep right on talking, okay?
So anyway, this documentary, Under the Eight Ball, is a view into the life of an individual who has been suffering with chronic forms of tick-borne disease. And it exposes to us the suffering, both emotionally, physically, at the level of the medical community and the mismanagement of the illness, and also the political ramifications and the different strata of what so many of us face as we try to find our way out of darkness and illness and despair back to health and wellness and recovery, and what we face both at many levels, personally, in our own daily life, as we walk what I call the Lyme Road, which is so filled with the briar patch of difficult feelings of disconnection from communities, from jobs. Our families suffer on so many levels, and also the bigger picture of what is going on within the medical industry, within the insurance industry, was at the government level, and so many pieces. So Under the Eight Ball really brings us a lens into this story at the journey of a young woman who's actually Timothy Gray's sister. So Timothy, have you joined me yet on the line? Do we have you?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the one and only Mr. Timothy Gray. Good evening, Timothy.
Hello, how are you? Good.
Thank you, Timothy Gray. We're so excited to have you on Limelight Radio. Thank you for joining me and joining
the audience.
This is very special to bring you on air.
Cool. I'm glad to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot for us, a lot of ground for us to cover. I just was letting our audience know about Under the Eight Ball and gave them a little framework of it if they hadn't seen the documentary. But first of all, I mean, I have so many questions to ask you, Timothy.
It's such an important
piece of work that you created. So thank you, first of all, for creating it.
Thank you. Thank you for saying
that. Yes, and so, you know, my first question is, could you maybe share with our listeners, you know, what motivated you to do this documentary?
You know, it was an act of just trying to help figure out what was going on with my sister. I had very limited resources at the time. You know, I'm an independent filmmaker, and when she told us, it was... She told us they didn't know what was wrong with her at that time. I had no history of Lyme disease. I didn't know what Lyme disease was. And she still had not been diagnosed with that.
About what year, Timothy, approximately?
2007. Yeah, I mean, the entirety of the movie, it was 2007, early 2007.
Okay.
And the entirety of the movie spans about 15 months. She went from walking to completely dead, to dead in 15 months, in a year, less than a year and a half. And it was just so rapid. And, you know, before a lot of your, listeners get freaked out by that, it was a very rare combination that she had. And it's rare that Lyme disease acts that quickly and that severely. But what motivated me was...
It does happen, though. It does happen. It happened to me.
Oh, absolutely. It does.
So you're right.
It happens a lot with, we did a lot of research with the HLA-DR4 gene, and she definitely did have that. And apparently people with that, they call it the dreaded gene, people with that are much more highly susceptible to these types of diseases. So when we started this, when she first became sick, I was actually working on a different film, and I had, I had my... business end of what I do, filmmaking and video production. And one of my clients kept saying, what's going on with, let's make a movie. He's like, I want to make a movie at some point, give me some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And we were out to dinner when this first happened. And he was, he could tell that I was really kind of shaken by this. And he said, have you ever made a documentary? And I was like, no. So I didn't know anything about any, I don't have a history of medicine, So we decided that this would be a good way for us to help her figure out what was going on. And it gave us access to doctors that, unfortunately, and this was part of what happened, was that people don't have access, and there's miscommunication, there's misinterpretation. People with Lyme disease understand this immediately, and anybody that has had to, navigate our medical system understands it too. But we felt like it was what I had to offer to her to help her beat what she had. Because when she
good
was
for
first
you.
Diagnosed,
you're such a good brother. What an amazing brother, huh? So you drew together the fact that here you were with this skill set and right away, obviously, it sounds like your compassion level was right there and your intellectual curiosity, too, to put all of these
pieces. I didn't know what else to do. I mean, I just couldn't stand by and do nothing, while this was happening to my best friend,
I know.
And,
it's so upsetting, isn't it? It's so upsetting when you witness this illness and how it decimates a vibrant and healthy and... be a creative and curious person and just takes them down.
The thing that I hear over and over again in the Lyme community is from people that are still alive is this is the disease that took my life.
Yeah.
And it does. It does. The people that I see.
It robs so much.
Yeah. I mean, these brave people, I don't know how some of these people do what they do with this disease, with what they've been given. I mean, there's some friends of mine that I'm just awestruck by how they just get by, how they do what they do with what they have to deal with. But
I know. It's profound.
Amazing.
So, Timothy, we have to take our first station break, which is at 15:15, and then we'll have one at 15:30 and at 45. So can you stay with me while we take the station break? Because we have so much more we need to talk about together.
Yes.
And you've got a lot of information for our audience. So audience, stay with us. Timothy Gray from Under the Eight Ball is visiting with us on Limelight Radio today. This is Katina Macris, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Can't buy me love, love.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are visiting with Timothy Gray, director of Under the Eight Ball. So, Timothy, for people who have not seen Under the Eight Ball, could you tell them, number one, how they could see it, and number two, a little bit about the film itself?
We are in the process of revamping our website to make access to purchasing the film a lot easier. Right now, it can be found on Facebook. What you do is you would go to Facebook and just punch in Under the Eight Ball. It'll take you to our page, and then on the left-hand side of that page,
You go down just a little ways, and it says buy the DVD.
Great. So, yeah, audience, you can do that. And it's a very powerful film. I saw it myself, and oh, my God, it's riveting, absolutely riveting. And you did such a great job at the multi-levels of, besides the patient story, you know, all of the medical mismanagement and the insurance company and the political and, you know, how did you go about interweaving it all?
Well, you know, the funniest thing was once the film was released, one of my good friends at the time said that basically what we had discovered was a Gordian knot, and that's like a knot that's this, you know, this mythical thing that's like too big and too tight and too interwoven to ever unravel. And it was such a vast amount of information and so many, like you said, so many different threads. You know, we had people that criticized us for that, but I wanted to illustrate what it's like to contract this disease. Because, first of all, the information's not set out before most people get it. People don't get it until you get it. And then you have to figure out what's going on. You have to figure out, you know, you're suddenly thrust into this brand new world where everybody's speaking a different language, and it's confusing. And that, and your capacity to understand is diminished as well. So I really wanted to illustrate that and how many different things that this journey would, you know, touch upon, you know, when someone does come down with this disease. So I think that when you look at it that way, it's not such a huge, it's not inappropriate. It is a lot of information, but I don't think it's inappropriate to the story that we're trying to tell.
No, I think it's very appropriate because, you know, there really is such a disconnect for so many people. It's just, you know, they've heard the word Lyme disease and they just think, oh gosh, you know, it's this short-term infectious illness. And here they are, then they're misdiagnosed with something else like fibromyalgia or lupus or rheumatoid arthritis. And they haven't even been properly tested. And they're lost with doctors who are driving in the dark and, you know, so much misunderstanding. So, I mean, you really, you know, shine the light, you know, vividly onto this through the film. And, you know, I do want to ask, how's your sister doing?
How's my sister doing?
How's your sister doing today?
She passed away during the making of the film.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So that's what motivated you even more deeply.
Well, that's you know, I mean, the mortality issue is a great one.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of people don't even realize, you know, and that has to do with the failure of the immediate and often blissful failure of our medical system as opposed to treating people and, you know, investigating what is going on with people. She had these, you know, these junk drawer diagnosis thrown at her, and she was, you know, therefore, you know, you get this diagnosis, then she has to be treated for that. And ultimately, I think that what led to her death was she was not allowed to be given antibiotics, and she was really responding well to them. And, you know, our argument was like, what will that hurt? You're giving her a you know, diagnosis of ALS, which is, you know, there's only one end to that, and you're not allowing her to take something that's having a great deal of success with her.
Oh my gosh, Timothy, it's so tragic, isn't it? So very tragic, and as you said, it's too common.
Yeah,
it's too common. And
it really is. Yeah.
It's way too common. And I, in my own little town up here in New Hampshire, I know of a handful of people, too, that have also passed away from the illness and misdiagnosis and lack of treatment. It's astounding, actually, when you start to add up the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. So, it really is. And then there's, you know, I mean, there's the whole, you know, once you have a much clearer view of what Lyme disease is and how it can, how it is, it manifests itself in people. You start wondering how many people just don't know they have it, because it does. I mean, it does seem to go undiagnosed. People think that they just, you know, I have allergies, I have blah blah blah, you know, anything. You know, I've met people since the movie came out. I've met several people where they would. One person in particular, she complained about not being able to wake up in the morning, having trouble sleeping, frequent headaches, and frequent body pains, and then really, really bad mood swings, coupled with depression. And so I was like, we were talking one day, and she wanted to see the movie, and so I let her, you know, gave her a copy. And she started talking about her symptoms again, to which I was like, you know, have you ever spent any time out in the East Coast when you were younger? And she did. And she was went to a camp when she was in her late teens, and remembered first getting signs of what she described as allergies, and then she said she felt like she had the flu in the middle of the summer.
Oh, boy. Well, we know about those summertime flus, don't we? Real, especially when there's a lot of pains with them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's other people, too. And the more I talk to certain people, there are, like, in this part of, I'm in upper lower Michigan. There are several pockets, the smaller pockets around where we are, where it's like after talking to people, I'm like, people are talking about their symptoms and, you know, have never been diagnosed or never had it looked into. It just seems like there's areas around here that are more endemic than others.
There definitely are. Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, there's really, really endemic areas, aren't there?
Yeah.
Really endemic. Timothy, time for our next station break. But we have a lot of ground to cover with you. And audience, stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio's Katina Macris. We're with Timothy Gray, director of Under the Eight Ball. And when we come back, he has more news for us, too. So stay tuned.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
It's the annual Black Friday clearance event at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination in the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen. We will open our doors at 5 a.m. for the first 20 deals. Central will give away a free 60-inch giant TV or $1,000 Visa gift card. Listen to these deals. A new Ford F-150 4x4, $169 a month. A 2015 Mazda 6, $99 a month. A new Hyundai Accent, $95 a month. Or a new Volkswagen Jetta, $89 a month.
What?
We are never undersold or give you $2,000. Every Saturday till Christmas, Santa Claus will be at Central from 12 to 4.
Get your free picture with Santa, and every kid gets a free gift.
Bring in 10 canned goods and get an additional $100 off any vehicle. Bring in a children's jacket and get an additional $250. Open 7 days a week. We service all makes and models. Get your free 60-inch TV or $1,000 Visa gift card this Black Friday beginning at 5 a.m.
The first 20 deals only.
Central Auto Group, safety.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014.
Central Auto Group.
To dealer for details.
Sky Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
There's a reason for the sunshine. Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we have with us today Timothy Gray. If you're just joining us, Timothy is the director and producer of Under the Eight Ball, a very riveting story of his sister's life and death to Lyme disease. Such a tragic story and too familiar to too many of us who've either personally are dealing with the illness or have friends and loved ones. Timothy, besides thanking you once again for joining us and for also the powerful work of Under the Eight Ball, how has it been received? And also, you know, anything else that you're in the works with?
Yeah, well, I mean, we released the film, and it came out to very good reviews. Most of the reviews were good. It was, you know, reviewed in the LA Times and the New York Times, so we were, you know, pretty happy about that. That gave us quite a bit of exposure. Yeah, and you know, it brought a lot of awareness to the issue. And you know, I mean, that's ultimately what we wanted to do. So after that, after we released it, we did a series of three promotional tours that were, you know, mainly funded by Lyme activists. And, you know, a lot of it came from the proceeds of the movie itself. We just pumped it back in and, you know, tried to get it out there. And we would do these showings and, you know, we'd have decent crowds and, you know, get people talking about it and people sharing their stories. And normally it was followed up with a nice Q&A where we would discuss things. And these meetings after the screenings was ultimately turned into kind of like strategy meetings. And we actually were screening in Florida at one point, and we started discussing the idea of doing a national protest in Washington. And that eventually turned into May Day. That was the first year we called it May Day. And we called it May Day. I came up with the name because that was something that my sister Lori had always said that she wanted to do, was have a annual party every year from May to, you know, ring in, you know, the spring on, you know, May 1st. And, she liked things like that, yeah. She liked, you know, ceremony and things that celebrated, you know, the good things in life. And so I thought that was very appropriate, and I suggested that, and everybody thought it was May. And May is, you know, Lyme Disease Awareness Month, too, so it was perfect timing. Within that, we started, you know, there's a lot of footage that was taken, and we started protesting newspapers that were printing false information, people that were, you know, doing... There were several people that were actively waging war on the Lyme disease community. And I think some people are probably very familiar with, you know, that aspect of the media where, you know, Lyme disease patients are called crazies and wackos and, you know, and largely comes from the IDSA side. They enjoy using that language. And the thing that I saw in that was that they have no problem, you know, playing dirty with the language that they use describing Lyme disease patients. I'm like, let's start doing that. Let's just, you know, fight fire with fire. We get out there and we start protesting, and we issue public, you know, press releases, and we get space, and we, you know, raise our voices. And for about 3 years, we continued doing these protests, and we had them. They were all up and down the East Coast. There were some out in Los Angeles. It even spurred a May Day movement in Europe and Australia. In Australia,
I remember I remember seeing at the one in Washington D.C. by the White House. Yeah, you had Europe involved, didn't you?
They have become involved, and it's a multi-date thing. I believe they're having an amazing success in Australia right now because they are, they've engaged with the medical system there, the powers that be, about reforming their legislation there. So, you know, hey, it's success. We're moving forward. But within that, we were filming everything, and a lot of different events where, you know, things happened, and I continued to try to talk to Alan Steer, which, you know, culminated in a kind of a zenith about a year and a half ago when I sandbagged him at an awards ceremony that he was at. So, you know, some people call it unfair and call me fanatical for that, but he won't answer questions, and none of them think that they have any reason to be accountable for the papers that they published. So I went to Boston and confronted him in front of his peers.
Wow.
And I actually told him that my sister's blood is clearly on his hands, and I will make it my life's work to see that he goes to prison. Because his papers, his work, what he's done for the last 35 years has been nothing but open warfare and terrorism on Lyme disease patients. And he is, in my view, ultimately responsible for the death of my sister. So we had been filming all of this, and after that one event, I started looking at all the different footage.
Yeah.
And I realized that I had hours and hours and hours of footage over the course of 3.5 years. I'm like, this is a movie. So we are right now currently putting together production for that movie, and we're going to be launching an Indiegogo campaign to help fund the getting it out there, you know, try to get it out there, get another talking point for Lyme disease and bring awareness to the subject. And we're hoping to have that out sometime this year. And the name of the film is Get Loud, Stay Loud. And,
Get Loud, Stay Loud.
Yeah, there's nothing on the internet yet. We're still like in the formative stages right now, putting a team together that's going to handle all that stuff. And we did an interview with Willie Bergdorfer a year and a half ago, and he just recently died. He actually died the day before.
A couple weeks ago, right? 10 days ago.
Yeah, he actually died. He died the day before the anniversary of Lori's death.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's uncanny,
Yeah. Kind of strange.
Oh, my gosh. But you have interview footage of him.
I have about, yeah. So
that's
that's going to be, there were some things that he discussed that, you know, we were kind of waiting because of the things that he discussed with us. And We just didn't want him to suffer any kind of, you know, undue scrutiny, as they say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he talked about quite a few things.
Wow.
Well, that's
going to
be in that. And we may actually just release, along with the film, we might just release that last interview as a standalone type thing, where people can see what the conversation between him and I was. Because it was a long conversation, and it was supposed to be, and we told him we would keep him no longer than an hour, and we ended up filming from about 10 a.m. until lunch break until about 3 o'clock.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, this is historic. This is historic.
Yeah.
Wow. Timothy Gray, your work is going to do enormous good for all of us, and it's also going to stand the test of time, what you are putting here in footage and creating in documentary form. I can feel it, like, in my cells, how significant this is on so many different levels. I thank you again. I'm just really touched, actually, by the advocacy and passion that you carry to help all the millions, really, that are floundering and, as you said, dying to this disease. So stay with me. I want to get a little bit more from you, but we have our last station break. Audience, this is a special show today, as you can tell, with Timothy Gray. Stay with me. This is Limelight Radio's Katina Macris. We'll be right back.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you. Or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and this is a very important show today. Timothy Gray is really exposing some invaluable information to us, and I'm really excited about this next project of yours, Timothy. It's cultural history and medical history and human history that you're putting together here. And cutting edge too, all entwined. Gosh, and you think it will be ready sometime in 2015?
One project right now, and that's right after that. So we will be launching a crowdfunding for that, and probably sometime before Christmas, hopefully. But yeah, I mean, the subject matter is really kind of cool. It's from all different types of media. You know, we've got stuff that's, shot on very nice high-def cameras, and then we have stuff that are, was shot on really bad cell phones. But it's all relevant, and it shows, a lot of what was going on at the time. And there was a lot of really good momentum that happened at that point. I mean, it started, from what felt like it started a new movement in Lyme disease, and hopefully it still continues to this day. And it's spawned, several different versions of the May Day thing. And it's just so, it feels good to see that that's, still going.
Mm-hmm.
It feels good to see that that's still going. It doesn't feel good to know that it shouldn't have to have ever happened. And this is something that we touched on in 8-Ball. And the second part was the origins of Lyme disease. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, that this is not a naturally occurring bacteria, not the way it sits right now. And, the next movie is going to have a lot of information that backs that up. And,
very interesting. Borrelia, Burgdorferia, like the Native American days, was a much simpler organism than the
absolutely.
One that we're currently facing, right?
Yeah, the ones that were modified, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop right there. Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah, but, right. I will wait till your next documentary comes out, and we'll talk about that then. But, I'm also wondering, back to 8-Ball itself, as you said, people can have access to it via your Facebook page, but have people been doing, group screenings together, like in different communities and bringing it, out to the public, that kind of setting?
Yeah, we did that, for about the first year after the film came out, we did that quite often, yes. We haven't done it in a while because, it's been out for a few years now. But I would encourage people to do that. And, I don't have a problem getting in the car and, driving out east to, have a house party with people to watch the film, And
yeah.
I think it's important, and it's still a very clear and present danger that this disease exists, and the lack of legislative attention that's placed upon it. And I will do what I can to help.
Oh, good. So I want to tell that to the world that's listening. Everyone, I hope you just heard what Timothy Gray says. If you want to get a gathering in your community, and it's not hard to do, you can use, public facilities like town halls and granges and churches.
Libraries are really good too. We've done house parties with, it was me and 8 people that sat and watched a movie. And,
mm-hmm.
it was funny, because I don't, it was weird. This one of the women stopped it right in the middle and said, "We're watching this movie with the director." And there's like this big pause, and she's like, just like shaking her head. She's like, "That's awesome. This hits play." You know?
That's great. You're great. You're great.
But, you know, I mean, I do it just because we were there for a different reason. We were doing a protest there. That's why. Yeah. And I said, well, why don't we have a house party while we're there? So it was planned to be a much bigger event, and we ended up just doing it at a small parcel, a house. And it was really kind of a cool situation.
Yeah, I know, the intimate setting like that.
People can reach me. People can reach me on Facebook if they are interested. They can send me a note right on Facebook, Timothy Gray. And
that's great.
I love it.
Yeah, I want people to do that. Okay, world, United States, reach out to Timothy Gray on Facebook, and let's get this powerful film and his message, and you can feel his passion to change the face of what's going on here. We've got a remarkable person, and I encourage you. Communities bond together. I've seen it happen myself, Timothy, when I'm out there with my book Out of the Woods, and we come in on a grassroots level, on a shoestring to get me into a community to bring hope and healing information, because I'm a healer, you know. This did survive. And the outpouring in communities and the ability for people to bond and unite together on shoestrings is a testimony to the human spirit. And you're a bright candle of that for so many.
Thank you.
Yes, truly.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
You're very, very welcome. I want to ask you a question that I ask some of my guests. It's a big question, but I'm catching you spontaneously. But what do you believe Lyme disease has taught you?
Tenacity.
Mm-hmm. And what has it taught you?
Taught me that even in the, in the face of horrible, horrific information that deeply impacts and permanently alters your life, that especially when I see my mom, to continue fighting.
Yeah, to continue fighting.
I have a daughter, and I cannot. It's one thing to lose a sister, but to lose a daughter, it just, I see my mom, and I see what, the triumph of the spirit.
Yes.
That it's possible that all of this, placed in your path, human beings are strong enough and have enough willpower to overcome these obstacles and do it gracefully and do it as often as needed.
That's very beautiful and very, very true and very wise. The human spirit is remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. So, Timothy, my time with you today has come to an end. It's flown by. Thank you so much for joining us on Limelight Radio. This is a very touching show, and we are going to be able to put it up on podcast tomorrow. And everyone, you can go to limelightradio.com, hit the archive link, and listen to the show again and share it with your friends. We're archived also on iTunes forever. Just type in Limelight Radio and you'll find us. Timothy Gray, thank you so very much for your work and for joining me today. I truly loved every minute with you.
Thank you very much. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you so much, and I'd love to meet you in person one day. Let's see if we can make that happen.
I think so, too.
So, audience, I hope you enjoyed our show. Please visit Timothy Gray on Facebook under The 8-Ball, and we'll look forward to his more amazing work to come and his gesture of human compassion and advocacy for all of us that have walked the Lyme Road and who are currently walking the Lyme Road. And hopefully we will end the suffering of this horrific illness. Thank you, Brian, my producer. You had to juggle a lot today. And audience, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Deeply in my heart, I bless all of you. Gratitude around the world. Thank you. Join me next week. This is Katina Macris with Limelight Radio.
You've been
been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother and I say, brother.